The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast.
Let's get this one cracking. I'm excited to be here today to talk to the young legend. You know what I mean? So let me let you introduce yourself and then we'll get into this. So yeah, who is joining us in the building today?
Yeah, I go by the name Heatboy the Hams from Nigeria. Yeah. Ida Hams is a record producer. Ida Hams is a songwriter, performer, singer, signed to Graftings Universal Music.
And you've actually delivered a lot of hits and a lot of songs. Listen, there's certain songs that I wish were bigger, even bigger, you know? And I know this year, okay. This year is going to be your year. I know it's already.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Yes. We have
to say it already. Come on, because... the quality of music, even to be fair, we're going to talk about, you know, Lovina, and we're going to talk about Problem in a little bit, yeah, but like the way you've been grinding and how you've been delivering music, you know, with the tracks of like Tenny from a couple years ago, with Peruzzi, like all these people that you've worked with, and like I feel like you're slowly getting the credit you deserve, but that's only from, you know, like an English side, isn't it? I don't know, what's your reception of you in like Nigeria at the moment?
Okay, you know, I've been doing this for, you know, since 2018, and I got signed first of all to Graftings Records. Then in 2019 I got signed to Universal Music. We had a joint venture, Universal and Graftings, and It's been amazing. The journey has been amazing. Like, you know, I'm the kind of artist that, you know, my life influences my sound. Like what I've been through, my experiences, you know, about life influences my sound. And I'm all about trying to, you know, motivate people and inspire them through my music, because where I'm from, there's a whole lot of, you know, social vices, Port Harcourt, the south part of Nigeria. And I'm supposed to, maybe I would have been amongst those friends I lost during the militancy struggle. But thank God I'm alive. Music was like an escape route, it's an escape route for me, because when my friends were trying to go that path, I was trying to go to the studio and making music. So it's my life. Like, you know, I've always wanted to be a musician right from, you know, when I was in secondary school. I know, in fact, my parents started started, you know, trying to invest in me, giving me money for studio section. You know, my dad would bring half, my mom would bring half, you know, they would give to me some, take to the studio and go on doing music. We still love this thing, and we just want to encourage you and support you. So I started, you know, from the church, and from the church I'm here, and it's been an amazing journey. Like, looking back to where I'm coming from, my music is very relatable. You can always want to relate. I know where this guy is coming from. So yeah, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's a powerful story. And like, you know, looking at your, you know, your friends around you, and like some of the ones that you've lost as well, I guess as you make the songs, you're dedicating like the songs to them as well, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, My coming album, like my album, I have a first, my first album will be out by May 19th on my birthday, this year, May 19th. And there's a whole lot of things I touched the my struggle, you know, people I lost, you know, the friends I lost, you know, just, it's so real. Like listening to the album, there's a whole lot of, you know, goosebumps you could be having. Like my story, it's so, like, it's so motivational, like, you know, yeah. I can't wait for my album to be out, because I've been working on this album for like 2 years now, okay. You understand? So for you to use 2 years and work on an album, my first album, it's crazy. Like, it's so like the songs in the album, I can't even wait for it to be out so that people get to know what I'm actually talking about.
Listen, I can't wait for this album to come out, but for people who are looking at discography, so, was Man on Fire, the 2020 tape, was that a mixtape or was that an album, or what was that?
It's an EP. Okay. Like, yeah, I think a 5-track EP, yeah. And we did that last year. You know, Man on Fire EP, it's, I want people to, you know, feel the glimpse of fire that's burning inside of me that made me stay, you know, in this journey. Like, you know, I want people to as well, you know where I'm coming from. You know, there's a saying that says that there's no effort in doing what you know how to do best, but, you know, you still need some sort of, you know, zeal and motivation to still keep you in doing what you know how to do best. And that's the fire. That's the fire that kept you being consistent in doing what you're doing, you understand? And even if you've not gotten to where you want to be in life, but you're not where you used to be, that's the most important thing. So I want people to, I said a whole lot in that EP, like, you know, people manage their business, you know, where I talked about the whole SARS brutality in Nigeria. Yeah, the NSARS, yeah, as well. Yeah. So it's just basically real life stories, you know. Yeah.
I think what works as well from what we've had from you that's already out is like,
yeah,
the instrumentation of the music that you're producing and you're making with some of these lyrics. I think sometimes people they listen to the instrumental and they get lost. I can't lie. I've done the same thing. So how are you gonna try and make the lyrics kind of stand out above the great instrumentation that you already have?
I love the melody. Like, I'm a melodic person. You know, sometimes if I want other producers to produce stuff for me, I play the chords and send to them the rhythm I want you to produce. This is what I want you to produce with. So with the rhythm of the song, I already know what I want to say on the song. Like, and I know that whatever I have to say on a beat or on an instrumentation has to be bigger than the instrumentation, because at the end of the day, it's the music, it's the beats and the lyrics that makes the music, you understand? So someone can just stand listening to beats and beats and beats, you understand? So if they remove the instrumentation, what is the song all about? With the song, with the lyrics, will it stand, you know, the test of time, or will it use us the beat? People are actually going crazy a lot about, let's say you remove the beats from the lyrics or, you know, from the record and not in it. People aren't feeling anything. But if you remove the instrument from my records, you know that making so much sense. Like, you know, you want to, you know, reflect more. Okay, what's up? Okay, this stuff this guy is talking about, I was there. I used to be there. Okay, right now I'm out of that, you know, that part, that place. Okay, it's trying to make you reflect. So that is basically, when I listen to my song, me singing the song and listening to, wow, I get inspired. So it's all about real life story. Like, I talk about real life experiences, challenges, and, you know, yeah, and love.
I think, do you know what? I think, listen to what you're saying. Like, I like that element of your music, because you know, people overlook a lot of things that go on, and everyone thinks everything's about, like, you know, partying and good times.
Sometimes
there's deeper level things that need to get spoken about in the music as well. Because, I mean, around the world, Afrobeats now is looked at like, you know, it's like a party songs. And obviously there's different, every Afrobeats is a general term, but everybody has their own individual, like you said, everyone has their own individual story that they need to tell. So whether your song can get played in the club and you're still talking about something serious. But let's talk about this album that's coming out in about a month and a bit. Just under 2 months time, right? I'm looking forward to it because I have played Problem. I've rinsed Problem out already, and I'm assuming Problem's gonna be on the album, right?
This album is called Truth, Love and Confession. You know, there's a whole lot of confessions I made on the records, some records rather, that you need to listen. There are a whole lot of, you know, truths in the album. Myself, my life, things I've been through, you know, love, you know, how my girlfriend broke my heart. But that's not even about it. The main thing about the album is the genre of music. Like, I started from the classical choir, where you do some staff notation, singing the treble. I started singing the soprano, for soprano. Okay, I love the soprano voice. It took me to tenor. And, you know, those sound of music, like classical, but it still has Afro in it.
Okay.
So it's a lot done level. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's another level. This album is crazy. Like, you hear choir singing, kids. I have song that I had to call a church choir to hum some stuff for me. Then I'll be calling them. They'll be responding. Like, it's crazy. I have a song that I had to go to a school, you know, gather the kids, teach them how to sing a particular, lyrics. They did that. I recorded them in the school there. We did the record in the school. It's so fun. Like, it's like, I can't wait. I can't just wait, my brother. Like, I can't wait. Seriously. It's amazing. Like, it's been a while. Like, it's been a while we had such album. Like, I know it's been a while. Like, what I'm bringing, it's different. It's so, so different. Yeah. It's not even... I don't know what to say.
I can see the passion so much here, and you're making me excited. I want the album now. You know what I'm saying? This much.
Thank you. That's
the thing. But like, because you're putting so much effort into it, and you're trying to do something different that's gonna, you know, break barriers and break horizons. Sometimes you have to think about it and make it, you know, be well thought through, and that's what you're already doing. And you're starting to tease us with the singles, you know what I mean? Like, Love You Now is the first one of the year, you know?
Love You Now is a song that I did. I've done it. It kind of fits. The reason why we dropped Love You Now is the old Ida Hams.
Okay.
The new Ida Hams is the album. You understand? Okay. The Lovina is a song we just went to throw in because of, you know, we're supposed to drop that song on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
But we couldn't meet up after the mixing and mastering process. It takes time. So we couldn't meet up to submit the song. So that's why we had to just drop it this March. It was meant to be out on Valentine's Day, but that's the old Ida Hams. What is coming on the album is so like, it's okay. I went to somewhere. I played just two songs from the album.
Yeah,
and you know, somebody was about to jump on it. Like, I don't recall names. Like, of what you heard, like, he wants to jump on it. Like, I said, I wish you can. Maybe we can do a remix. I wish we can, but the song has already been submitted already. It's in the system. So if I try to change anything, it's going to... I just want the album to drop on my birthday. If I try to change anything, they're still going to push it further. I don't want it to be further.
Yeah.
So So it can imagine, you know, just the first listening and someone is, you know, trying to be involved, you understand? So
listen, the thing is, I guess it's long in that sense, because I know like in America, like you can do it a couple of days before. I guess in Nigeria it's a bit longer, isn't it? But I wish, if you're saying this, you know, I'm thinking of, when you're saying certain names that you can't say, I'm already thinking of certain big names that we can't talk about. You know what I'm saying right now?
If they want to,
I'm not going to ruin it either. You know what I'm saying? If they want to jump on it, then maybe get them to do a version and then send the remix and just drop the remix.
The remix. Yeah.
It's like what Skimmy did with Baddest Boy. You know what I mean? Like you could kind of do that.
Drop it a bit later.
So then let's talk about, you got me excited for the album. I've already forgot some of the questions I was going to ask. So how many tracks is this album going to be?
It's just going to be 12 tracks.
Nice.
12. Okay. 12. I don't want to do too much. I just want to do little, but yeah, it's loud.
You're really gonna shut down this birthday, you know. This might be the best birthday.
Because
the thing is, if you're kind
I'm
of
tired, yeah.
Yeah, like I just think, wait. So do you follow like horoscope signs and let that affect your music or in general, or is that just a thing?
Eve, what? What did you say? Come again?
You said Taurus, right?
Yeah. So no. It doesn't affect it. I think I'm in between Gemini and Taurus, so it's May 19th. It doesn't. People say I don't even act like a child because I'm always, you know, trying to, you know, do something, and you know they say we love. Yes, I think I sometimes love, but not just crazy trying to, you know, give what I don't have. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But sometimes I act like that. But I'm not crazy about it. It just what someone, you know, wrote, and you know. So
yeah, I just thought it was one of those situations where you might be using that some of that Taurus energy and stuff into the music. You know, that's what I was making sure.
I get. But it's way beyond that.
So obviously we've got these 12 songs, then so Problem and Lovina are gonna be on it, or are they separate?
Yeah, Problem and Lovina, they're gonna be on the album.
Okay.
Cool. So it's left with I think 10 new songs. Yeah.
10
new songs.
Big records.
10 new songs. Yeah. Next new song.
Next question though.
Okay.
You make good songs without anybody on it, right? But are you going to put any features on there? Apart from what we just spoke about, are you going to put any features on there?
Am I going to have features on the album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have like, I think a couple of, yeah. I have like maybe three, okay. Yeah, feature on the, okay. Yeah, on the album.
I know you're not going to give anything away right now. You know what I mean? Although I want to know, I'm not going to pressure you to tell me who. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I have one with Ajibo Hustler. I don't know if you know Ajibo Hustler.
I haven't heard. Yeah, I need to check after.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are from Port Harcourt as well. So
okay,
I have one with them, and let me just mention the just that.
Okay, fair enough.
Let me give you this.
Yeah,
this is the first time I'm mentioning that, though.
Okay, well, listen, I'm gonna clip this bit and I'll send it to you, innit? So you have that nice exclusive, do you know what I mean? The international things, do you know what I mean?
Two collaborations, a future rather, on the album.
And I mean, I'm looking forward to, the thing is, like, for you, what's the plan now in the build up? You've got 2 months. Are you gonna drop maybe that single or?
I'm gonna drop. I think one single to the album.
Yeah.
So the next single I'm gonna drop after Lovina, that is the Ida Hams.
Yeah, this is the thing.
It's new Ida Hams.
People need to see the new Ida Hams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we build for the next 2 months, and then we drop the album, and it goes crazy. So for you then, because I know you were dropping a lot of music during the pandemic, and I don't know what it was like. I haven't I'm not gonna lie, I'm part Nigerian, innit? But I have never been to Nigeria before, so I'm slacking.
Oh,
yeah,
I know. It's a country, Nigeria.
Do you know what? My mates have said it to me. And like, one of my mates got married last year, and I was in like full Yoruba dress as well, everything, yeah. But, and it was like a marriage between, it was a mixture. It was like River State, Yoruba. It was like three different, like all mixed into one, innit? It was mad. So
like, what part of Nigeria are you from?
I'm from Ibadan.
Oh, Ibadan. Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you need to come. Ibadan is a nice place. It's a very it's an ancient nice place. I've been there a couple of times. It's nice. Like, the people are nice. Okay. Yeah, I love their food as well.
Listen, I need to come and start doing these interviews with people in person. You know what I'm
saying?
Do you know what I mean? But obviously, I want to let COVID just die out a little bit first. Do you know what I mean? Let COVID do its thing. I want to get left out there. Do you know what I'm saying? But otherwise, maybe next year I might have to come through. When we drop this album,
Do you have the people? Your families are here as well?
Yeah, I got people. But then I've got other friends as well, innit? So I wouldn't just like stay at a hotel, potentially.
Okay.
As soon as I start talking, I know damn well they know that I'm not, you know what I mean? They know I'm British born. They don't know, they already know, yeah? You know what I'm saying? I walk up to someone, I say uncle, auntie, respect.
I can relate.
So that's why I'm making sure, you know what I mean? I say the right places and I do the right things, you know what I'm saying?
Please do.
But yeah, so like, for you then, what's the energies out there like, you know, coming up to this album? Is there anyone else that you want to kind of work on? Some people kind of you submitted the album, so you know the album's out of the way, but are there other artists that you kind of want to work with beyond that, who, you know, these features are things that you might, you know, think about later today?
Apart from, you know, me dropping my first album this couple of months, I really want to do a song with Asha. I don't know if you know Asha. Should you know Asha?
I think I've heard, yeah.
Yeah, Asha, Wizkid, Burna Boy. Yeah. Because I feel that I am Burna Boy will have some energy. I don't know. I mean, like I said earlier, I'm into, you know, reality, and he's on that level. So, you know, just like talking about real stuffs, real things, like things that are happening, you know, activism, motivation, you know, inspiration, and you know, trying to give people joy and, you know, make them feel that regardless of whatever you're going through, there is always a light, you know, at the end of the tunnel. You know, you understand? Because really. Life is, it should be real. I should be lived real, because there's a whole lot of things, stuffs going on, crazy things are happening according to terms. Mm-hmm. And you know, and you see people going to depression and, you know, mental health, and you know, so it's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So I really want to touch lives with my music.
Yeah. Understand? I literally think you will. Because I look at a lot of your videos and I see like they're hitting a million on like YouTube, but they should be on 10 million, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I feel like they're that good. And like we said in this conversation, that, you know, you're writing these songs as like part of therapy, in a sense, for you, who kind of growing up and your experiences and sharing them. And there's other people that probably have grown up similar to you or around you or in other countries around the world that can relate. And right now, Afrobeats is one of the hottest genres in the world, so we need to see you run it up.
I
want to see you on big festivals and stages by the end of next year, come 2023. You know what I'm saying?
That's the process. That's the, you know, that's the vision. You know, that's where it's meant to be. That's the permanent side. You understand? And oh my God, the track one of my album is titled Gratitude, okay, bro. If you listen to that song, what I was saying on that song, I think you're gonna cry.
Like, you always do. Because listen, I need to hear this. Listen, I'm not gonna say now, but what we'll do, and this is already the plan, yeah? Remember, when the album comes out, yeah, we'll relink up, we'll do another interview, yeah? And we'll talk about it then. Because otherwise, we're gonna be talking about this dropping all these gems. And it's too much to forget. You know what I'm saying? We need this to We need to run through this album together. Plus, my mom's birthday is on the 22nd of May. So I don't want to be sneaking out listening to your album when I'm supposed to be celebrating my mom's birthday. Because, you know, mom's going to be happy, you know.
It's all good. But yeah, just listening to the track on the album, gratitude. It's crazy, bro.
I'm excited for you. I'm smiling. You're smiling. It's good looks. And let's leave it here for now, because obviously I know we're going to be playing in a couple of months' time. But for everybody who's been enjoying the singles up until now, and obviously you're in album mode right now, so you probably make some videos and some promo. What do you want to say to some of the fans that have been, you know, enjoying the music?
Okay, I just want to, you know, appreciate them. I want to, you know, thank them for, you know, connecting with me through my music. And, you know, and I just want to say, you know, whatever is happening, whatever is going on with their lives, you know, there's always a balance, you know. The sky, you know, everybody, the sky is too big for everybody to, you know, to blow or to be out there with their career or profession or whatever. And then just hold on. Whatever they're going through, hold on, keep faith, believe in yourself, believe in God, that it's going to come true and going to make it in life, you know. And to those parents that don't want, you know, their kids to go into music, because, I don't know, my parents supported me and that's why I'm here. Although my parents are no more, and they started something and they placed me that on this path. And I'm just making them happy, you know, as they're there in heaven. And I pray that parents will allow their kids to do music, encourage them to do music. Going at those days that, you know, music, when you see your kids trying to go creative, you know, no, don't do that. Going at those days, support them instead. So that's just what's up.
I mean, your parents' legacy lives through you and your music. And that's the beauty of everything.
Thank you.
I just listen right now. I'm gassed for an album that's coming out in 2 months.
Yeah, that's what I said. Gratitude. I talked about my parents. I talked about my mom. I talked about how she died. It's like, oh God, my see.
Listen, we are going to this. Let's just call this interview part one. We'll be back in May. We'll talk about the album when it's out, so we can actually
be back for the review.
Exactly, we can review it. We can talk about it when we get into it. But I'm gonna let you, out of the two tracks that we currently have, choose one and let's play it on the radio right about now.
Lovina, 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 Lovina.
There we go. Lovina.
All right.